Europe. Looking forward to being back home. It's been a few weeks. We have two road games and a bye, so looking forward to being home. It's been a good opportunity for us during this bye to get some guys healed up, to work on some things that were necessary, and also continue to build on some of the good things we've been doing. So it's been a good couple weeks of preparation, and looking forward to playing Arkansas, and have a lot of respect for Coach Morris and their coaches, and they have a very good football team. It was evident with the way they played the last time out. We know how difficult their schedule is, and them in the West, and some of the opportunities that they've had, but played exceptionally well against A&M, and looking forward to that opportunity here this week.
First up, we have Tom Murphy, Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Mark, you and Brett overlapped in this league for 5 years and never played each other. And Arkansas has not been to Kentucky since 08. How strange do you find that is? And would you like to see them cycle back around more often?
Yeah. Brett and I, obviously we're good friends. And, both of us, when we were new in the league, took a look at that schedule and noticed that we didn't play each other for some time. So, that was certainly odd. I know there was some kind of hiccup in the schedule. I think just prior to me, becoming the head coach at Kentucky. So, anyway, it is what it is. Really, I really don't put a lot of effort into thinking about that, to be honest with you. Each and every week there's a new opportunity and a new challenge, and I really just look to embrace that.
Yeah, when you look at the Arkansas offense, it looks like they're getting guys back healthy too, and it's been a few games since Nick Starkle has been able to work with, the exact receiving core and all that, and I'm wondering what you see out of that bunch.
Yeah, I see a group that is very, very talented and very explosive, and you see that at times, and I'm sure with them, with the continuity of having everybody back, they definitely have some playmakers, and Nick is a very, very talented quarterback with a lot of experience, so definitely going to have our hands full, and they definitely present a challenge.
Next is Gary Graves, the Associated Press.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
With this off week, with the bye, how did you kind of get guys refocused on just kind of getting on track and really putting the last few games behind them?
That wasn't difficult, getting guys, energized and focused. Our team, has a lot of pride and, take pride in doing things right and being prepared. The results have been the results, there's no denying that. So you got to start with taking a good look at yourself and leading yourself and making sure you're doing the things necessary to be successful, and then branch out from there and to your position group and have an impact on others and with some guys leading the team. So we work hard on the leadership aspects and, not hard getting the team focused. I noticed it this week, coming back off a couple days off, they were very focused and energized. And, big piece of it is what it is. In our quarterback situation, we're banged up. We got three guys hurt, so the rest of our team, understands that, and we have to pick up the slack any way necessary.
On another subject, Coach, you don't get too many questions about punting, but Jackson having a great year leading FBS. Keep from him that's really helping his success.
Yeah, Max is just very, very talented. With placing the football as well. Not only is he getting good distance, and I think that's one of the big reasons is Coach Hood, our special teams coordinator, does a fantastic job of staying ahead on that and what style of punts he decides to work on that day. And fortunately for us, Max has the ability to do quite a few things with the football. He's good in the pocket. He can certainly roll in rugby, the traditional style, like to the right, but we also have the ability to rugby and roll to the left. That's how talented the kid is, or he can roll to the right and on a left, so he could do a lot of things with the football, and those are one of the reasons why, you know, we've gotten so many yards, and Dean does such a good job and so creative. I think it's difficult to put two returners down there because, you know, Dean has the ability to run, you know, quite a few fakes as well. So I think it's keeping people off balance and also Max being very talented with the football, putting the football.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Next is Bob Holt.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Bob. How about you?
Okay. Hey, what kind of week is this? Throw your hat, and after I guess just did some off time last week, and you still have just taken the course.
Yeah, I'm not getting into that, Bob. I know you're in Arkansas, but I left that. I'm leaving that alone the rest of the week. You get all quarterbacks were out there, you know, Monday and Tuesday, and we'll be out there today. And I'm not going to get much more detail than that.
I'm just trying to provide information for the readers.
I'm just jabbing you, Bob. I'm just having fun. No, I just, even when our people, you know, everybody wants, you know, it's just, I could go on and talk about the health and how healthy is he, not healthy, whatever. I'm not getting into it all.
And then with both teams having an open day, I guess how much new wrinkles do you expect maybe both teams to, you know, stuff they haven't shown maybe in the past?
Definitely. There's definitely going to be wrinkles. I think you know that each and every week, even if it's a one-week turnaround, there's always wrinkles. But with two, I think it's definitely an opportunity for both sides to kind of go back, look at the things we've done, you know, take a look at our tendencies, try to break things up a little bit tendency-wise. You know, I think we are who we are, and they are who they are, but there's certainly going to be wrinkles. Coach Morris is always very creative, and so yeah, you always got to be prepared for that.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, follow up from Tom Murphy. Hey, Mark, I'm wondering, that 2003 Arkansas-Kentucky game is one of the epics of all time. I wonder if you've ever seen clips of that and Jerry Lorenzen's role. I know you guys are honoring him this weekend. Yeah. And just you could comment on that a little bit.
Without a doubt, you know, I think you know, that was the reason why we decided to honor Jared in this game, and our administration and our marketing and folks. And you know, Jared was exceptional in that game, and we've definitely seen the highlights. And actually showed it to our team yesterday, and showed them highlights of Jared and talked about Jared and how we're honoring him, and I want the players to be familiar with that, and certainly showed them many of the highlights from the 2003 game.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
Next is Jeff Hill.